Blog Talk Radio.
You enjoyed that musical selection from Don Diego. We'll help celebrating through Free on the Inside. It's Christmas season here, for we know that Jesus is the reason for the season. But we want to thank Mr. Diego for lending us that musical, that music that was inspired by God. Let your Christmas be a white Christmas. And you know, that's a very beautiful selection there. So Mr. Don Diego have been a guest on the program, so we're going to bring him back from time to time to encourage us through that musical selections that he choose. Amen. But this morning, I'd like to just thank you for being continually to listen to this program. I'd like to thank you for continually to be encouraged by this program, Free on the Inside. This program is to encourage you, to challenge you, to be all you can be for our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. This morning, we have a very special guest on the line this morning, but before we bring him on, we just like to give out the show number that you can call in and talk to the guests or voice your comments. That number would be 310-982-4126. Again, that number is 310-982-4126. And I'm your host, Minister Joel Lewis, and you're listening to Free on the Inside. This morning we have our guest on the line here, a good friend of mine, Bobby Mitchell. Bobby Mitchell's going to share with us about an association that he's with, the Christian Pool Players Association. And after I was talking to him, I was encouraged by him, and I said, hey, I would like to get him on the show. And guess what? He said yes. And so we're happy to have him on. So the next voice you'll hear will be Bobby. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning. How are you doing, Pastor Lewis?
I'm doing great. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for being a guest on our weekly program here. Free on the Inside.
All
I love
time.
That, brother. I love that. I love that. Because it takes freedom, brother, to get up in the morning and say, hey, I'm going to do this for the Lord, man.
You know it. You know it. Once you learn the playbook, you don't have a problem with it.
That is so true. So, Bobby, please introduce yourself to our listening audience and tell us about this Christian Pool Players Association.
Sure will. First of all, I want to give praises to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who was wrapped in the Word, came down as the sacrificial lamb, gave his died on the cross so that we could have these moments in grace and not bound under the law. Secondly, I want to give you a props for getting your pastoral degree.
Well, God bless you. Thank you.
God's going to bless you with a great ministry, a great church, because I can feel a compassionate spirit in you, and that's something that a pastor has got to have, is a compassionate spirit. Now, me, myself, my name is Bobby Mitchell. I'm in the ministry, been in the ministry since 1986, originally from Mount Pleasant, Texas. And that's where my home church is, Mount Olive Baptist Church in Mount Pleasant, Texas. Pastor Reverend Curthale Roberts. So if anybody out there from East Texas, they pretty much have a working knowledge of what Mount Pleasant is about. But more importantly, right now where I am is with the Christian Pool Players Association. Now, that's a network of Christians who enjoy playing pool. But at the same time, our job is to uplift Jesus Christ. That's the number one thing that we do is uplift Jesus Christ, because now, just as Jesus went out to get fishermen, now we are fishermen of men with pool sticks in our hand.
Amen.
So that's
I like
our
that.
Mission. Yeah, that's our mission. When you look at the areas that we have to go into in the pool, in the bars, and all of the tournaments that we'll go to, you'll have all walks of life there. But as God chose Saul and turned him into Paul, that's us. We're the same guys that was out there from the beginning. So we have no fear of going out there playing pool and witnessing to them about what got me out of that lifestyle that I was in before. So what we're really talking about is that saving ourselves from ourselves. And now that's what I like about your ministry, calling it Freedom Inside, because that's what the Christian Pool Players Association, as we play pool, we're ministering to our people that we're playing against. We're ministering to them about how Jesus freed us up on the inside. Who did he save me from? He saved me from myself. It was myself. That's why he says, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So the first nation that we have to witness to is our own imagination.
Amen.
That's
come on now.
That's what gets us into trouble right there, because our imaginations that come from the world draws us out side of ourselves. But that's where we are with the Christian Pool Players Association. A lot of Christians are in the church. They play pool prior to getting saved, and then they have a bondage. They're afraid to go back out to the bars. They're afraid to go back out and play a game that they enjoy playing. Well, the Christian Pool Players Association is here to free you up from that mentality, that bondage, because everything that you do from now on, you do it for the love of God.
Amen.
No matter what
yes,
it is, no matter what gift or talent that you have, whether it's pool, golf, or whatever. Because just recently, Pastor Lewis, we've collaborated with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, that association. When you see the pro football players circle around the Christian athletes, we're now affiliated with them, because pool players are sportsmen, we are athletes. So we have a great network right now that we're building, and we're looking for anyone that loves, that enjoy playing pool, because that's our common denominator. We're going to basically teach you how to play pool better, but at the same time, the verbiage that it takes to play pool can translate into the same verbiage that it is to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ. As we get more players involved, our main goal and mission is to form a youth pool players association, which would be girls and boys. We basically want to concentrate on, at this level right here of where we are in the organization, of guys that are about freshmen and getting ready to finish high school from 16, you know, to 18, 16 to about 21 is what we want to concentrate on, because that's going to be a point where we can mentor these guys, teach them how to dress. Because if you go back, pool players always knew how to really dress.
Hey, man, yes,
you know what I'm
yes.
saying. I won't go back all the way. We had on blue jeans too.
Yeah, I want to ask
go
you right there now. As you when you were mentoring the young men at pool, that's an opportunity for you to talk to them, and you find out their fears and their desires and things. And also there's teaching techniques that's involved in it. Why don't you share with that with our audience so they can kind of get a grasp on what's going on with you as you playing pool and talking to the men and the older men.
Right, and also the youth, too. It translated to the same, because it's the whole world of knowledge on that pool table. First of all, you're going to have a cue. That cue is your stick. That's the stick in your hand. In fact, God asked Moses, what do you have in your hand? He said, I got a rod. He said, stretch it out.
All right.
But moving forward with that, you got the cue stick in your hand, and that math, that pool table is geometry in English. So it's a way to translate all of the techniques of the pool straight to the Bible, because first of all, you're going to have a good aim. When you're shooting pool, you're going to have a good aim. You're going to develop an aim. And inside that aim, I'm telling that person, if you're going to have a successful life, you have to aim internally. And
amen.
How do you aim internally? You have to use the correct word. Now, when you're aiming that stick, you've got a cue ball in your hand that you're going to shoot and make it hit the other balls. But you're going to have to put the correct English on that cue ball. And it's the English, it's the word, which God was the word. And he became flesh. So it's the way that you position your words in the centers that will determine what pocket you end up into. So when I'm speaking to them, I'm teaching them how to aim. I'm showing them the correct English to put on the ball, because some of that English will make them follow through. Other English will make them draw back. Other English will make them rotate to the right or rotate to the left. There's a rotation in life that you have to have, and you have to understand how your verbiage, how your word is lining up. And the Bible is the word that you want to line up if you want to be successfully and have freedom on the inside. Let's face it, everybody's not going to get a Cadillac. Everybody's not going to get a brick home. It's impossible for that to really happen. You follow me? So I want them to know that. But once they get freedom on the inside, that is the ultimate wealth. But as you seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, all these other things will be added unto you, meaning the wealth, the things that the Gentiles want, all the things that you'll sell your soul to go and get. But it's a whole world of mathematics. It's a whole world of English to be taught on that pool table. And when you're talking to those youth and you're able to, he's aiming. Now he understands an aim. Now he begins to understand, if I'm going to do this, if I'm going to get rid of this this fear, if I'm going to get rid of this, I've got to aim at a word. I've got to use the right word, the right English to get this off of my body, to get this out of me. So, brother, it is so beautiful. When we look at the pool table, we see a rack. When you get ready to start that game, you're going to rack all your balls together. And that rack is a triangle. And we use that as the Trinity. Okay? Father, that's your Trinity. That's the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Right now.
That's got everything racked up. And once you hit those balls, every shot that you're making, you're trying to make the shot, but at the same time, you're trying to position yourself to shoot the next shot. Otherwise, you'll have to forfeit if you don't have it. So it's about the aim. It's about thinking things through. And as you let that ball go, once you strike that ball and you let it go, it's totally up to the Holy Ghost to make it go in. You follow me? It's out of your control. So you have to trust. You have to trust that the English that you use is going to get that ball into the hole and put you in position to make your next shot. So that mentoring phase right there is just awesome for us to use. And we have no fear when we walk into a pool hall. These young guys will come up and girls will come up and they'll understand, wait, this aim here is going to take me into pregnancy. This aim here is going to take me into the penitentiary. This aim here is going to take me. I better use drawback here on this cue ball, the drawback from this particular situation that's about to happen to me. So we have to translate from that pool table all the way up to life itself. So if there's degrees and there's frequencies and there's a rotations that you have to understand from the cue ball and that table, as we say now, you know, from the pool table to the baptizing pool. is how we work it. So it's a well-organized method to teach it. I'm just using it real fast, you know, in kind of a fast-moving pace. But we've
That's
got
okay.
it organized to go step by step.
And, you know, Bob,
yes,
as you were sharing that there, I was visualizing what you were saying. And people don't even realize that, you know, that every aspect of God's creation is a teaching tool, is an opportunity to teach.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that you shared that, man, because as people playing, it's more than just a game. It's life, man. It's life, and you will see how things racking up. You know, you got to get things together in our life. A lot of our lives are fragmented and torn apart. It's over here, over there. But as you were talking about racking those up, and it's a sign of the Trinity, and I was seeing that, man, because my life was messed up from the floor until someone told me about Jesus that could pull all these things together. And then, you know, and that freedom, you know, because once we start our Christian walk of life, we had a relationship with Christ Jesus, brother, we started thinking that it's some things that that God is mad about, he don't want us to do anymore. But you was telling us that we can still play this game and enjoy this game and also share the gospel with other men with like passion, brother. And that caused people to read you before they read the gospel or the scripture you share with them. But
amen.
You're sharing life experience.
To confound the wise. You follow
yes.
me? We step in and to begin to really, God will actually send all the pool players. He'll send them to us. He'll send them to us. He'll send that network of players that are going to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then all these other things will be added unto you. And then we will be able to go out into those places. We're not going to put any player in harm's way. We pretty much know if a freshman comes into the football game, we're not going to send him out there with those seniors because he's not physically able to play against them yet. It's not that he can't play. And we
it's
as men understand that Holy Ghost, I can measure the Holy Ghost in a man. Now, I can see where his faults, because I still have faults, and I still have coaches that coach me, even at my age. The Holy Spirit is telling me, you can't do this and you can't do that. That aim is not right. Okay.
Yes.
So when we're dealing with those youth, we're grooming them. We're grooming them. And when they hit into that point of when they seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and they know that they know that they know, they'll start walking into the they'll start operating in the fruits of the Spirit. Against such thing, there's no law. And you can see them, man. You can see them when they reach that point. You know, that's a great point to get that person to, when that it just flows out. It just flows out. It just flows out. And then that's where we want to get our pool players to, our youth pool players, and have men of God who are not afraid to go into places and to go where the people are sick. As the Bible said, Jesus, they were wondering why Jesus hung out with the sinners and the publicans and then drank wine with them and was all out there. They were wondering why was he there. And he said, you know, those who do not need a physician, okay, you know, if you don't need a doctor, then why are you complaining? Stay, you're healthy, stay out there. You know, don't complain.
And you know, Bob,
we got to go where the people are sick.
In John 17 chapter, and Jesus said, Father, I pray for all those that you sent to me, not to take them out of the world, but to protect them from the evil one. You know, one, and you know, you say you'll go out there. You know, a lot of stuff, you know, it's there. It's going to be there. You know, but God's going to give us the strength and the wisdom to not get caught up in the traps of the enemy. And playing pool allows you to have that freedom that God give you, and also encourage other men, you know. And as you were saying that, because a lot of times, I can't do this, can't do it. But you have, as you spoke earlier, that you have a safe place. Tell us about some places that you can gather that men, like on y'all meetings and association, so people have an
right
idea
now,
and how to get in touch with you if they want to be a part of this Players Association.
First of all, they can go to our website. We have a website, which is thechristianpoolplayers.com. And you can get all the information there as far as signing up. Joining the Christian Pool Players Network is free. It's no cost to join us. We have to build that network up of men, because we have a lot of guys who play in the APA, the Amateur Pool Players Association, which has over about 250,000 members. And we intend to outgrow that. You know, we intend to outgrow those members. But they can go on to www.christianpoolplayers.com. And they can read about my personal testimony and just follow everything on that, you know, the subtopics that come up. And you'll get to where to join the Christian Pool Players Association. However, I'm located here in Dallas, Texas. So I'm a national director now of the Christian Pool Players Association. Jim Mazzulla is the founder, and he's actually in Mount Pleasant, Texas now. He's the founder of it. But you could call me at 972-836-5407. 972-836-5407, and get information on how to join with me. And I would appreciate if you did join with me, because you'd be at the top of the line here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. That way the training that you're going to get as far as the Bible studies and the worship services that we just go through is your own personal testimony. That's what really breaks the yoke. So I want as many men and women out there who are interested in playing pool. That's the common denominator. You don't have to be a pool shark, okay, because we're talking about going and proclaiming, just not playing the game. We're talking about proclaiming, you know. You'll get to be a better pool player as you go on. But more importantly, if you have the love of Christ and you want to seek that for that nucleus of the group that we're trying to create now, that God will send to us, call me at 972-836-5407. And I guarantee you the only winner is a soul winner. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Amen. I was okay. Trying to speak to my other guests on the line there. So, hey, now, I'll tell you what, now, I want to find out, meet from time to time at a luncheon. Tell us about that luncheon and how did that come about, and how the Pool Players Association is encouraging men to be a part of programs and ministries like that.
Okay, the Christian Pool Players Association was fortunate. As I said, God is basically putting us together, just as we met each other there. Gilbert Melendez has a ticket agency here in the Metroplex for the big games like the Arena Football at the AT&T, the Cowboys Stadium. They handle the big tickets. But he got saved himself, and he sponsors a Christian luncheon on every Tuesday at 1 o'clock at Papa's Barbecue over at Northwest Highway. And it's free for all. Come and eat. More importantly, we feed the homeless there on that day, too. So if you know somebody homeless or downhearted, you know, invite them to come. And it's Papa's Barbecue over on Northwest Highway. And that's how that came to be. Now, once we get there, you meet all levels of men. And what I mean by levels of men who are trying to get into the kingdom, men who understand how to get into the kingdom. And that's the beautiful part about it. When we come there to that luncheon. But Gilbert Melendez is the one who sponsored that Christian luncheon on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock at Papa's Barbecue. And I just invite everybody out there, men and women, to come, because it's a great fellowship. It's just as come as you are. And that's a beautiful feeling when you come as you are, and you don't have to go through any rituals or, you know, any other type of guidelines. You just come there, you eat, and then when you start hearing everybody get up and voice their personal testimony or voice the situation that they're in, the Holy Ghost, it comes. When two or more come in the name of Jesus Christ, he's present there. So
amen.
That's how that happened.
That's so true. Right. And I've been over there, and that's a great lunch, a great gathering. Being encouraged by those men coming over there, they encouraged me. You know, as I go now, Bobby. Now we're about ready to wind down this program, man. But I hear a passion in your voice. Why you do what you do, brother? Because you have a relationship with God, but yet you're compelling other men to have a relationship and you encourage them by the things that you enjoy doing. That tell me freedom, brother. That's why I say free, and free on the inside. I know people that are held hostage. They walk around. They look good. They very successful at the things that they do in the world. Per se, but they locked down, man. They locked down society, man. They're locked down. You look at them and you feel like they have the comfort, they have the success, but they tied down, man. So what allows you to continue to do what you do, brother? Because I know it gets tired, it gets weary, but yet you do it time after time.
It's because I was in bondage. You know, when I came out of Mount Pleasant, Texas, I was very sharp academically, you know, and played good ball. And I was there, you know. But then there is a way that seemeth righteous to man.
Yes.
Okay. It's a way. And that's what the Antichrist spirit can do for you when you put money before God.
Yes, yes. Amen.
And
yes.
In that bondage, it's hard to witness to a person that's got money because of the fact they've got everything that they think that the Lord was going to bless them with. It has nothing to do with material wealth. And that's what most people are seeking. a material weapon. They count their blessings behind material weapons, and that's where I got in bondage. That's why I was bondage. So it was a void still left after I got everything that I needed, that I thought I needed, but I was still had a void. I seen the nights I'd leave out of the clubs. I seen the nights where I'd be out, and everybody would think this guy's really got it going on. And I would come home and get on my pillow, and I would be crying. Because it was a void in my life. This is not right. This is something, you know. I've got everything that I need. I've got the car. I got all of the accessories that go along with it. But it's something missing. This Bible has just become to be an academic book to me. But then a light shined in my life one night. A light shined in my life, and I go out. And I pray to God, and I see people that are in bondage, and I ask God to send that same angel, that same light that he sent to me that night that freed me up. I mean, it was miraculous. It was a miraculous intervention that he came. It was sort of like I said to this man, and I know we're getting close, we were Sauls in the world.
Amen.
We were Sauls out there. I mean, we were murderers of Christians ourselves in a way by misleading people to think that this is the way, but it wasn't the way. Because the internal peace is what you've got to have. Because Christ said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And once that peace, it's just a peace that passes all understanding, Pastor Lewis, and you know what I'm trying to get to. And I can explain it, I can share it, but I don't have the words to explain it. But that passion, once it get broke inside of me, and he washed me with the Holy Ghost. I was in that upper room that night crying, and that breeze came through, just as the Bible said. And you'll feel it and you'll know it, and that's why I'm not persuaded about other doctrines that come through, because I know that when Christ died on that cross, now he came down, he let the Holy Ghost out so that it could be in all places at all time, because he couldn't. And it's that Holy Ghost that we're going to be moving with, that Holy Ghost that we're praying to the Lord with. Let me say this, brother. Once I got free, I understood the shadow. Inside you, once you're filled with the Holy Ghost, your shadow will save people. You walk by people, and you know how far your shadow will grow. I've been walking at night, and I've seen my shadow go 100 feet. Have you seen that? It comes down 1 minute, and it's low, and then you can walk, and the light will shine on your shadow, and it'll make you be tall as a giant. You know what I'm saying?
That's awesome. That's awesome. And because people can see
you, and in the Bible said, Peter, then they walk by people and their shadows saved them. And what we get our brothers into the word, and they take that word off the pages and they put it internally inside of them. And then they get that everlasting freedom, that everlasting wealth.
You know what? That is so true. You know what, Jack? You gave me you put something on my mind that I was thinking about, how you saying that even we invite even the homeless people to come out and eat, because they have that, you know, they see, man, that there's something in this gospel way of life, man. They see, man, that they can just come just the way they are, just the presence of being around godly people. It builds them up, man. I see that as spiritual shadow that's being cast to the downtrodden, man, the lonely, the brokenhearted, and it's compelling them to come and cry just the way you are. You know, we saying that, but do you really mean come just the way you are? Man, I ain't got no shoes, but come just the way you are. Man, do you see my head? I ain't got no haircut, but come just the way you are. Oh, Bobby, this has been a blessing, brother. This has been a blessing.
Christian Food Players Association, we go into the places where they are. You know, when you go to church on Sunday, and I'll wrap up, when you go to church on Sunday, you're in an environment, you know, and it's hard for a lot of people to want to come there because of that. But even giving respect to all the pastor said, I'm teaching you here Sunday, but it's not through. On Monday, you have to go out.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't think any further than Sunday. I go to church on Sunday. Church is just a house. That's why God in the Bible and Revelation, he said, I got some beef against some of these churches that are out here, the way that you're running them. You're not sending them out to do missionary work.
Yeah,
and that's what we've got.
Sunday, Wednesday, and the time of sign. Yeah, and that is so true. That is so true. Hey, I'll tell you what, I got to wrap this up. I got another guest that's going to be on the line here in a few minutes. Hey, but give us a contact number. So somebody say, hey, I want to be a part of this. I want to hear more about what Bobby and that association is doing. So give us, do you have a contact number for us?
Yes, my contact number is 972-836-5407. That's the Christian Pool Players Association. Call me anytime. If I don't pick up, just leave a message. I'll call you right back. I'm on Facebook, Bobby Mitchell. Just go on Bobby Mitchell and pull up Facebook, and you'll see information concerning that. And just tag me on Facebook. We really need great men and women of all kinds to come. We're not turning down anybody. Because even though we use the word Christian, God is love. God is love. And we understand that, and that's why we want to welcome each and every one that enjoy playing pool. Please give us a call. Because when God got to Peter them, he told them to cast that net to the other side. And when he cast it to the other side, and these were great fishermen, they knew how to fish. And they say, it's not any. We've been out all night. There's nothing on the other side. He cast it over the other side, and guess what? The net filled up. And that net that I'm really speaking of is you. We got to have the group of men that are going to form that net, because we are fishermen of men now. And as pool players, the pool players that are come here, we will form the net for God. He'll give us the strength to be that strong net. And when we become that strong net, then we can have plenty of men. We can grab up plenty of men and hold them and women in that net and let them know that God is love. Because I'll say this, brother, and I'm through. Again, the Christian Pool Players Association. My name is Bobby Mitchell, National Director. Call me at 972-836-5407 if you enjoy shooting pool. It's a great ministry. But God just simply told us to trust him, love your brother, forgive your brother, and trust him again. So as God is love, and the way we activate God's love is through trusting him. And once we trust him, then we love our brother. But we know our brother going to wrong us, so we have to forgive him.
Yes, that's so true. Bobby, we got to get on out of here. Man, thank you very much, man.
You know, we're great
interview.
All day.
Well, you know what? I got to get you back on here, man, to give us some to keep us up to date on what's going on. But I'm going to see you over at the luncheon. If anybody want to meet Bobby, we do over a luncheon on Tuesday. So please come over and be a part of that and see what God is doing in your life.
You got Brother Gibson coming on?
Yeah, I got Brother Gibson coming on.
Yeah, tell Brother Gibson congratulations on his induction into the College Football Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay. I sure will. And I guess, you know, when Brother gets such a modest man, he wouldn't even say anything about that. But I will
That's why we do that. You know, I don't want to. If you got to uplift yourself, there's something wrong.
Well, hey, God bless you. Hey, brother, we're looking forward to having you to be a guest on at a later date. All right?
Much love.
You can go back and listen to the show anytime you have a desire to. BlogTalkRadio.com, Granny's Place. Free on the inside.
Okay.
God bless you.
God bless you.
All right. What a great interview that we had there with Bob. Amen, amen. With the Christian Pool Players Association, he was encouraging us to encourage other men and encouraging us to follow our passion. I love that. I love that. That's why I said being free on the inside. Follow your passion for the Lord Jesus. Amen. And so we're going to bring on Mr. Gibson. And Bobby just shared something about Mr. Gibson that I didn't know. And really, I had a chance to talk to him about it. But we're going to talk to him about that in just a few minutes. And so he's be coming on here. And you can join the conversation. The number is 310-982-4126. Again, the number is 310-982-4126. Good morning, Mr. Gibson. You're on the net with Minister Lewis, free on the inside. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Lewis, Minister Lewis, and free on the inside.
Because I realize that you are en route, you're doing something. So share with us what's going on today with United Universe.
Well, how much time you got, Minister?
Well, we got about 20 minutes.
Okay, I try to make sure. Okay, I'm out here in Mesquite right now, loading up the van. I finished loading up my van, getting ready to take some toys out to the Irving Convention Center. We're giving toys away that we've been signing up people for since Thanksgiving, and we're going to be out there and feeding them, you know, a little snack, chicken fillet coming out. And United Universe is teaming up with United Universe, a longtime friend of mine who is the CEO, Jacqueline Johnson. And we do great things together because we do it in the name of the Lord. And we're expecting anywhere from, I say, 300, maybe 500 people to show up and receive toys. And that's going on between, it starts at 10 and it's over with at 1. And we will be, my sister is teaming up with me. We're doing a yard sale. Also, out here in Mesquite. And later on today, we'll be passing out toys to those that couldn't make it to Irwin from the Mesquite Garland area. And so we got that going on today. We got a hands
full.
Amen.
And, yes, you do.
You know, and that's the only way we like it. Anytime we got any vacancy, any open space, we try to fill it with something.
Amen. God bless you, that coach. And you know what? And I want to thank you. I want to thank you for what you're doing, how we're targeting families that are in need of some stuff for the, throughout the year. And you always came through, so my hat goes off to you because you're truly a man after God's own heart. Now, Coach, now how long you been doing this? Because I've been knowing you for a few years, and you always have been doing this. First, I know you always done this. Well, how long have you been involved in this Christmas toy giveaway?
Well, officially 5 years. Maybe six,
okay.
Coming up on six, but all my life, you know, because of the neighborhood and my parents, how they raised us, you know, always to give and always to seek others who is less fortunate, you know, when I always thought I was one of those guys that was less fortunate until, my mom took me out and we ran across a whole lot of people that didn't even have a roof over their head, didn't even have a coat in the winter, you know, and a single parent, you know, didn't have a nothing for the kids for Christmas, nothing for Thanksgiving. So we invited people over and made sure we could get a local rec center or something and invite people and just feed them. So it's been a long time, you know, since I've been involved, you know. So just like how you was raised in the church, you know, your parents raised in the church, then you wander off. Well, I wandered off a little bit, and when I came back to Dallas, I, you know, got back involved.
Amen. You know, Coach, and as you was sharing that with me, I was just thinking about, now, it's a lot of organizations and programs do similar things to what you're doing, but yet you continue to be do it, and you continue to be blessed and be a blessing to someone else. What allows you to keep doing what you do for, like you do it for the Lord? What keeps driving you?
Well, you know, my morning prayer is that, you know, everyone I come in contact with, you know, they have favor with me to glorify him, and he does that. And I get a lot of assistance from, like, City of Dallas, you know, with the Multi-Purpose Center ran by Kathy Miller. And she has a very great staff over there and social service people that keeps me informed. And we partner together on a lot of things. We have a food pantry over there and been doing that for about 3 years. Over there, going on four, but you know, I've just been doing it a long time, man. And I guess it's just part of my nature, you know. Just wake up, just trying to find somebody that, you know. Well, I don't have to find nobody. God put people in my path, you know, that he want me to take care of and help. And I know my purpose in life, and that's not to be selfish, and that's to give to others, you know, and love others as I would love myself. So.
Hey, man, that is truly a blessing right there. And, Coach, you know, I call you Coach, but you do coach. You do coach Little League football. You know,
how
was your season last year, Coach?
Well, actually, you know, it was short because we got in one league and they folded. They misused the funds. And then we got in another league and they had little things going on. So, you know, it was treating the kids bad. It was playing with the kids' minds, so I didn't want to do that. So, you know, I just kind of backed out, kind of got them set up with another team, and I kind of walked out of it because this United Universe was needing me a little bit more, too, because my wife, you know, she didn't like handling it by herself because of some of the, you know, situations we, you know, that come around, you know, when you're helping people, you know. So
right, I understand.
She didn't want to handle it by herself, so
Well, she don't have to, you know, because you that help make that, so y'all help each other. And
yes, definitely.
And I agree with you. Read out that's you about your football team. Because someone told me that you have been inducted to the College Player Bowl. College Player
Bowl. What it is, it's called the football College Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
and actually, I was inducted.
I want you to tell me that. Congratulations.
Yeah, actually, thank you. Actually, it was I was inducted into the Texas Lutheran University Hall of Fame. That's where I attended back in the 70s, where we won 2 national championships. And I was blessed to be MVP in one of them and runner-up in the next one. And All-American 2 years in a row. So God was just with me. You know, was very aggressive in growing up, and he used that aggressiveness in a good way, you know, and that allowed me to have a testimony coming from where, where I came from to where I went through and where I am today. Gave me a wonderful testimony.
Amen. Now, what kind of season did y'all have when you was there?
Well, the first year we had the best season that the school had ever had, and that we went 7-3. Then the next 2 years, we won the national championship back-to-back in 74 and 75. And, of course, you know, I got the big head, got all the bag of chips and all that, and I left school. and a lot of my classmates, colleagues, they still get on me because they said if I would have stayed, me and a couple other guys, we could have won 3, you know, championships, you know, back to back. You know, so that didn't happen. So, you know, it was just a nice little thing that happened while it happened. You know, God, you know, do things for reason. So
yes, He does.
And I understand
yes.
that fully now. I understand it fully now. So.
Oh, that's a blessing. The reason I was asking you all is I was trying to come around to this here particular question. Through all the adversities, you know, challenges that you had in life, and the young men have challenges too. How do you able to help them navigate these challenges that they have? Because they can be successful on one hand, but be a failure on the other. They can look like they're useless, but yet people are telling them they all they could be, and yet they feeling like they can't do it. So how do you help them manage that? Because I want to hear the both sides of it, being successful and being failure.
Well, first of all, you know, my approach on encouraging young men and young adults and just men in general is to let them know that, hey, you know, God can take nothing and turn it into something, and just consider yourself nothing and turn to God and allow Him to use you and turn you into something. But you got to have faith, and just because you don't see it happen overnight don't mean He's not going to work with you and work for you. You just have to hang on in there and just look at others. I try to use myself as an example and tell people my story about how I traveled through life and how I had to continue to have faith in the Lord, because I've seen Him work in people's lives. And when people see it, you know, one-on-one, or see it themselves, you know, they make a difference. Here's my wife just walking up. Say hello.
You're on the radio.
Today. Merry
good morning. Good morning. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you for doing what you do for the Lord. This is Brother Lewis with Beverly Plays, Granny's Plays.
Hey, Minister, don't you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Tell your wife I said hello.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. God bless you. This is Brother Lewis, Minister Lewis with Beverly Beasley and Granny's Plays.
Yeah.
This is our internet program, and I was talking to your husband to encourage me to be strong in the Lord, and also be encouraging to someone else. And I realized that y'all are busy this time of year. So share with us how God is changing the lives of families through what y'all are doing.
Well, He's changing lives by people who are hopeless and really down at this time of the year, know that there is a God and that He will provide, And that we have hundreds and hundreds of families that we're able to help at this time of year and during the Thanksgiving holiday. And it just blesses us to be able to help those families. And he's giving us deeper meaning of what Christmas really is all about. And that's what we're so happy about.
Amen.
Knowing
and
that.
You know, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Knowing that there are people out there that are really hungry and really needing help. Yesterday, a young lady came by our office, and she had a few coloring books and Pampers and things, but she was just, she's from another country, and she just didn't have anything for her children for Christmas. And so a monetary gift was given to her, and she was able to go across the street to the dollar store and get things for her children so that they can enjoy a Merry Christmas.
Hey, man, that's a blessing. And you know what? You said some while ago. You said y'all are able to help hundreds of people, and you know, lost track of how many people. But I have a sense that you're not doing this yourself. Isn't it amazing how God sees your heart and he brings people alongside of you to be a blessing to other people? Because you're not rich, are you?
Yeah. We're rich in the Lord. Are we rich in the Lord? We bless me, and I don't like using the word too often, but you know, God, he say use as much as you have me in your life. So we blessed and we're highly favored, you know, and we try to be obedient.
Being obedient
is really the key.
That's it. That's it. And the reason I say that because people have ministries inside of them, and they want to birth ministry. They say, I don't have enough to do what I need to do. And that's why I like talking to people like you and ministry like yours to say, hey, we don't have much, but God, he touches the hearts of those around us. Like you said, you partner with someone else. You couldn't do this by yourself.
And you know, Minister, what really goes on with what happened early on in our marriage is that, you know, I wasn't, you know, doing a whole lot, but it seemed like every time I look around, it was enough what I was doing because God was in my life when we got married, and my wife just couldn't understand. And then I started accumulating a whole lot, and she say, what you going to do with all that? And then I give it away. Then she'll say, we don't have this, we don't have that. Next thing you know, we got too much again. I said, just be patient. That's the Lord's work. You know, putting a lot in our so we can bless those that need, you know.
Of smiling because I said that God bless you to the point that you couldn't give it away fast enough that he could give it to you. You know, because you've been a blessing to someone else, and your bonds are never empty, Coach. God bless you. God bless you. And, you know, Coach, I know that y'all are busy. I'm not going to hold you up, brother, but I get excited talking to you. And, Coach, now tell us now how important it is for us to look past our own needs and then to the needs of others. You just shared that earlier, but I want you to wrap your portion of the interview up with that because sometimes we're challenged. We say, I don't have enough, and then I can't help nobody else. But I want you to tell us the importance it is of being a blessing to God's people.
Yeah. Well, I want to start off by saying, you know, I get fired up, too, every time I start talking about it because I'm a living witness on sin. How good God is and how he comes through, you know, at the, not my time, but at his time, but it's always the right time, you know. And he just continued to just, I mean, he's awesome. I was riding a young man this morning, and he was wife rushed me. Because I got about 15 people out here. But waiting on me. But they can wait. Because I'm talking about something I love to talk about. And sorry about that, Minister. I kind of got off track right there, lost track. But God is good, and people just need to be patient and continue to read his word themselves after they done heard a good message. Follow it up and read it for yourself. Know that it's the truth, you know. Sit down and have try to build a relationship with God. Once you build a relationship with God, hey, it's over. It's can't nobody mess with you then, because God got you. When God got you, can't nobody else mess with you. And that's why, you know, I wake up with a smile on my face every morning thanking him. You know, I go to bed every night praising him for what he done and what he's going to do when he wakes me up the next day. And you just have to be obedient and just have faith. And just, you know, because you get slapped in the face don't mean you have to go and load the gun up and go take care of somebody, you know. And, you know, you get slapped for a reason. You know, wake up, you know, understand and realize, you know, God could have done something a whole lot worse to you, but he just let somebody slap you to wake you up and say, hey, you know, if you want the truth, read the word.
Coach, that's why I like talking to you, because you coaching. You coaching me right now. Because I'm going to be challenged with that. I'm going to remember what you said. Coach, thank you. I really admire what you're doing. I thank God that he brought our paths together. And, you know, because as I see you going in step and in tune with God, it allows me to draw closer to God, just knowing that there's other men that's on the battlefield for the Lord. There's other men that are looking past their own interests, man, into the interests of others. We can't do everything, but we ought to be found guilty of doing something for the Lord. And right now, heaven is just rejoicing over what you and your family is doing. And thank you, Coach, because it was people like you that helped me when I was little. You know, I didn't, you know, when Mama used to send me around to a food pantry, I would go around there, and the guy would feed us and give us what we need and never challenged us. And, you know, and I said, wow, man, you know, he's not chastising us because we're our shortcomings, man. And, you know, Mama was a praying woman, and she blessed other people. When I wasn't even there, she'll feed someone else, give them my food. She said, son, you all right, but these other persons, I don't know if they're going to eat or not, you know. And I said, Mama, why you do this? Now I know why she did that, because she was performing what God, you know, she was the hands and the feet and the eyes of our Lord. And say, and Coach, thank you for doing what you do, because some young men are going to be successful and go have comfort and assurance that he's not in this by himself. So you and your family keep doing what you do for the Lord.
Okay, let me just say one more thing. I was just thinking as we was talking, you know, how this young man was locked up for 23 years, and he had some community service hours to do, and he came to me, and he cried like a baby. You know, he built like, what's his name, Terry, or whatever his name, the big muscle guy to be on TV all the time, Terry. But anyway, he cried like a baby, you know, just pleading his case, you know, and we prayed together, and I talked to him, and he come volunteer with me, and he's dedicated with me now, and his soon-to-be wife is just so happy that he's a changed man. His mom don't even believe it. You know, she made a great donation for our Christmas toys just because of the change in him.
Oh, that's awesome. Man, that is a blessing. See that? Help change your life. That's what I think is. See, Coach, you change your life. You change your life to people you never see. That generation is being changed. Got some, your show of love. Coach, keep doing what you do, man. You're truly changing lives and allowing people to be free on the inside.
Right, exactly. But if anybody need any toys for Christmas, they can come out today from 10 to 1 at 315 West Airport Freeway. That's 183. If you come from downtown Dallas way, you take the car road exit and just go down the service road. It's the Irving Convention Center. We'll be there from 10 to 1.
From 10 to 1, Irving Convention Center. God bless you, Coach. Tell your wife thank you for allowing you to be on here for a while. And we realize you got something to do. Thank you, Coach. You know, I'm going to talk to you again. I hope to see
you
at the luncheon comes Tuesday.
Okay, then. Sure, we'll be there.
God
thank
bless you.
And I'll
talk to you later. Amen. Okay, what a great interview that we had there with Coach Gibson. Amen. We have Brother Daniels on the line right now. Brother Daniels is going to come in and going to share with us some things. Good morning, Brother Daniels.
Hello. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, brother. Man, we have a great interview this morning. We had Bobby from the Christian Pool Players Association, and then we had Coach Gibson on there talking about his Christmas toys giveaway. And now we got you on here. So what's going on with you, brother? You're our co-host, man.
Well, let's talk about you. What done happened to you in the last few days? I know you talking about how you don't know how to set yourself up, but I'm going to do it today. I want to congratulate you in being ordained as being an official minister.
Well, God bless you, though, Brother Daddy. God bless you. You know, I'm a servant for the Lord, and I was sharing with people that I was a brother, a deacon, then a minister, now I'm a pastor, and I wear many hats, but only one calling, man, one calling. And so I thank you.
Yeah, you know, it's been a long struggle, and you know, you went through the test. You know, I know many men probably was little, you know, just gave up, just doing what you're doing, but you have done it, you know, through the years. You know, I can see where Jody's at today. You know, Jody's gone. Jody over here, Jody over there, Jody over here, but Jody seemed to be at the right place at the right time. Yeah, that's where it is. You know, God will call you there, you got to go there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of times it's a challenge, man. Sometimes people don't understand it, but if it's God be for you, who could be against you, man? And I thank God for people like you, man, because you saw me, man. You saw me in the midst of the fire, man, and you can't be seen about me, man. That's why I really admire you. You're truly a friend, brother. You was there, and you didn't cast no stones at me, man. You said, brother, what can I do for you? And you did what God laid on your heart, and you left, and you come back, and you see about me. And that's a friend, man.
It comes back from a lot of things my mother and my father taught me when I was growing up about how to love people. When you were talking about this a while ago, how you love people no matter what they do to you or whatever they're doing, you still install that love that Jesus told us to do. He told us to love one another, you know. Don't cast the stones at the people right now because and cut them down because they're having problems and they can't really find what you found. But if you plant the seed, it should come up. And you know what, Reverend Lewis, you know, I was thinking about a story a long time ago. Something happened to me a long time ago. You remember when we was growing up, we had a pool hall on our street. In our neighborhood.
I remember that pool hall. We spent a lot of hours in that pool hall.
Yeah. And I remember when I was growing up, me and my friend, Larry Coleman, you know, me and him.
Yeah, Larry Coleman, Greg, and Carl, all of us in there.
He got us, you know. One day I came up there, and my dad said, "Stay out of that place. Stay out of that place." I said, "Why? It's a bad place, boy. You're going to get your head brought to you up there." I said, "No, that's a nice place. The man, he runs a nice establishment. You know, no, stay out of there." So one day I went up there, man, and I seen two of the guys arguing and fussing. And this other guy hit this guy with this pool stick. Side of the head. You know, so I ran back home. So my dad said, "Where you been?" I said, I couldn't lie to him, man. You know, I told him I'd be in the pool. I said, "I told you to stay out of there. Stay out of there." So the next day, Paul Nance, that's his name, the one in the pool hall, he came back and he came up there with my dad. "Hey, sir, I run a nice establishment. I mean, stuff like this happens in the world. You might try to, you know, but evil is everywhere." And so I set that back as a parable, Reverend Lewis. You know, you can try to shield yourself from trouble and hide yourself from trouble, but trouble is there. You got to know whether or not you're going to be involved in that trouble and not to be involved in that trouble. And God will send a protective angel or whatever to protect you from that trouble if you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, and he'll have you surrounded by other men that are doing the right thing.
Other men
to confirmation.
You. Yeah,
that's called
confirmation.
When you got other people doing it. And this brother was sharing with us this morning about Brother Bobby was talking about this Christian Pool Players Association, brother. And, you know, Ricky, a lot of us grew up playing pool, but once we became saved, we figured, hey, we can't go no more. But Bobby was telling us that freedom that comes from Christ Jesus to go to those type places or just get other men, and not even go to those places, but just having an association, a place where Christian brothers can play pool and talk about the gospel, brother. You can talk about the gospel over over anything, over fixing a lawnmower, man. But some men need to know that. Some men need to know, hey, I don't have to quit playing. I may not want to play, but I don't have to quit playing that because someone else may need to hear my story. And while we're talking and racking and shooting, we can talk about, hey, man, this is what God says. This is what God is perceiving right now. This is what scriptures mean to me. What is your take? Do you have a favorite scripture? That's a dialogue right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I like that, man. Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up, man, because, you know, it's danger everywhere you go, man. I shared with Bobby.
You know, it,
said,
it kind of had a stigma to it that, you know, it was a thing that most people, when they played pool, they were either hustlers. He's hustling. You know?
Yeah, but God had changed that from people, from a sinner to a saint. And other people need to know that. Some people thinking that they in so deep to sin that they can't be changed. And if they see you and me, they say, hey, it must be a God. If he can save Brother Daniel and Brother Lewis, man, surely he can save me, man. So I'm glad you brought that up, man. You know, sometimes we run it. We run it from danger, seen and unseen. We are running. We ought to be running to the Lord, man. Ask God, what would you
I guess that's why I'm the co-host on the Hon. Rev. Lewis.
What's that?
I guess that's why I'm the co-host, huh?
Yeah.
I do your alternative thinking. I do your other thinking part of your brain. You know, we got a left side and we got a right side.
I like that. Man, you do. Hey, you bring you bring some interesting thoughts to the program, Brother Daniel. We got to get out of here, man. I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'm gonna talk to you long before Christmas and New Year, but I do want to wish that publicly, man, and let you know, man, you truly been a blessing and a friend, man. You know, I could always call on you and just talk. You know, we ain't got to talk about nothing, but just what's up, you know, like the two frogs on the log, what's up, you know.
Yeah, you remember when you had the little Chevrolet, man, the little red Chevrolet?
Yeah.
We'll sit out at nighttime. We sit out there at nighttime and talk about it. And you patch it up some kind of way to how to make it start. So we sit and say, hey, man, I and a whole lot of nights, man, we just sit around and listen. And I just wonder, man, if we had really been in the Lord, it's one of the things we could have done, man, for the neighborhood that we was in.
Yeah.
And we could have. But, you know, God had his purpose even then, you know, with us.
Yeah. And, you know, in the Bible, God used Abraham. You know, we're never too old. We're not too far out of God's will to make a difference, man. That's why I would say help change a life, man, because we messed up a lot of stuff. But now we have an opportunity to change life for generations. We might not could change this person's life, but maybe that person that's behind them, another relative, can see how uncle or auntie was being ministered to, and that showed them that, hey, somebody cared about their a relative or a close family member, man. It changes their life.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Say, hey, I didn't think there was no love in the world, but I saw how people were ministering and caring and giving us toys and just taking care of all these needs. So it's helped change my life to let me know that I can be a part of something bigger than myself. Well, brother, we got to get out of here, man. We got to get out of here. So thank you very much, brother. What a great show we done had this morning. You've been listening to Free on the Inside with your host, Minister Joel Lewis, and co-host Brother Ricky Daniel. Now, Brother Daniel, thank you for what you're doing for the Lord, man.
You and your
family doing a great job.
I used to call you Reverend now, man. What's up, Reverend?
Well, God bless you,
Reverend.
Brother.
Reverend Deacon.
A brother.
Joel
Lewis. It all applicable. Brother Daniel, we're finna get on out of here. Would you care to close us out in a word of prayer this morning?
Amen. Heavenly Father, bless our hands, bless the things we wish to do in life, bless the careers that we've chosen, and I want to bless Reverend Lewis, help and guide him in his new chosen career. You can call it a career, but we call it a passion. Give him the passion to help people. He already have it. Installing, but we wanted to greatly increase it fivefold, not only fivefold, but tenfold. Increase the amount of people that come to him. Bring in members, bring in people. Let everything his hand touch increase. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And amen.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Daniel. God bless you. Amen.
As we get ready to get on out of here, you're listening to Free on the Inside, an internet program to encourage you, to challenge you, and to allow you to be all you can be in Christ Jesus. You've been listening to myself and my co-host, Brother Richard Daniel, and we'll be with you next weekend, Lord permitting, sharing with you things concerning God's people with God's people. God bless you. Have a great day in the Lord. Amen.
Be free in the inside.
Be free on the inside. Amen. God bless you. And we're out of here. Y'all have a great day in the Lord. Amen.
Merry Christmas.